two friends. Another morning, but this time it's solo. Sit back, relax, and laugh at the mindless conversations Josh and Dakota have. Welcome to a Mindless Morning Show solo episode.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mindless Morning Show solo episode 6. Whoa. We've now done 6 weeks of over a month of solo episodes. We hope you enjoy them.
Yeah, that's flown by fast. That's crazy.
As, and I mean, even more so, like we're really close to that year mark for Mindless Morning Show. And I mean, I know you've been on only a few months, but man, that year, it's flown quick for me. I was quite surprised coming up to it that it's that time to say, yeah, we've been doing this for a year just about. So that's
exciting.
I feel a little accomplished, you know.
Pound back.
Yeah, a
little. There you go.
So yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
We have a pretty exciting episode for you guys coming up. I'll let Dakota take the wheel here with that one.
Oh, stop it. It's one of my buddies back in Colorado that I became pretty good friends with when I was living there. But he does quite a few different things that we're going to chat about with him that'll be pretty cool. He does some lighting for different concerts like EDM music. I'm not sure if he's actually done other concerts or if it's all just been for EDM, but he does that as well as dabbles with some frisbee golf and flying some drones. So It'll be pretty sweet to talk to him about that. I know he's got his own Instagram page where he like does some crazy ass like drone flying where he like follows different things and whatnot. It was pretty sweet. So
is it one of those that like you put the goggles on, you can see the drone first person?
I think so, because he's done some that are pretty far out there. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to talk to him about it. Man, it's been a while since I've like chatted with him about it. So it'll be cool to get some things from him and let everybody out there. So if you guys have any questions about any of that kind of stuff, let us know.
For sure. And before we get all the topic discussion of drones, I have to say we have to announce our mindless mashup here.
I mean, first of all, the last one came out that we did for Underdog and Pepe Le Pew or...
Yeah, the Pineapple Pizza podcast has suggested we do one of Underdog and Pepe Le Pew. And, well,
I want to just go ahead and say I won because Josh didn't do a mashup. That's what I'm just saying. I'm going to throw that out there and say that because he did a murderous Underdog. You know, Underdog apparently just murdered Pepe Le Pew and wore him as like a headdress.
Well, okay, so...
Which, I mean, looked pretty cool, but it's not a mashup. It's not a mashup.
So, I mean, we obviously haven't, like, kind of, you know, made it. Oh,
there's no rules. Yeah, no. I'm just being salty because my drawing isn't good.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I really liked yours because it gave me vibes of Parappa the Rapper, which is an old game for, like, PS1. It came out, like, an old, basically the OG... you know, kind of Rock Band or, you know, pressing the button at the right time. So I like that. But yeah, I was listening to metal music at the time. So I think that kind of slightly influenced the choices I made in my art. But
makes sense.
And yeah, I was having a really hard time figuring out how to mash them. And so I was just like, you know what? He's going to wear him. That's it. Pepe's a little bit of a creeper, so he did some justice, you know?
Yeah, creepy stalker, so I mean, it's fair. It's fair.
Sure. You know, he's always like pushing his little fucking chest up on that one chick. I don't know, actually, the name of the female skunk, but whatever.
She's not a skunk, she's a cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't it? I thought it was a cat.
Yeah, I don't know. It shows how much I know. I thought it was skunk on skunk.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a cat because he like pretends to be a cat a bunch of times.
Man, I never really watched
it. I know is I remember watching it as when I was older, and I was like, "Whoa, this is what a cartoon was back in the day." Like, come on, like,
yeah.
But anyway,
have you ever gone back and watched like any of the old shows you watched?
A couple, yeah.
dude, some of them are crazy. I'm like, how did I not get this as a kid?
I mean, most of the time I'm like, now I understand why my dad watched it with me.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So, but all right. So yeah. Continuing on with our mindless mashup, we have another one to announce for this next coming Monday, right?
Man, I don't know. I have a hard toss up between the two that I want to throw into the hat here. And man, I'm just gonna do it.
Oh no!
I'm gonna throw in Stuart Gilligan Griffin.
Yes. Okay, cool. I'm doing Piccolo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Piccolo Stewie, okay.
Yeah, I had a couple in mind, and after you said that, I like pictured it real quick, and I was like, dude, that's perfect. I'm going to do that, yeah.
So
Stewie.
Refresh my memory, because I know Piccolo's from Dragon Ball Z, but I never watched it. Is that the guy who literally looks like a pickle? Oh, shit. Okay, so yes, it is. Yeah, I can't believe you have this little stuffed thing of Piccolo.
This little Piccolo.
Is that a Piccolo bean?
Yeah, it's just like a little plush ball. Jordan and I saw it, and she was like, you have to get that. And I was like, yeah, I definitely do. They had a Goku and Vegeta, but obviously I was going to get this one because he looked the coolest. So, yeah, everybody now knows that I have this cool little plushy Piccolo.
Oh, man. All right, so Stewie and Piccolo.
Dude, this is going to be dope. I'm gonna have to tell Ethan. I hope Ethan does this one. I'm gonna try to convince him to do it if he has time, because
I mean, I'm actually really excited for this one. So and I'm gonna call out mystery past and present, our previous guest Abby and Tyler. Or, you know, come on guys, hook it up. And all of you, hook it
anybody
up.
Else listening out there, come on, Stewie and Piccolo, how are you gonna pass up on that? Let's go.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm really excited for even our next one now, because I just can't even imagine what can be made with what I got up my sleeve for the next.
But, dude, I'm like debating if that was the best choice now that I'm thinking about other Dragon Ball characters.
Well, I mean, I don't like not really. It's, so I never watched it. I watched a few episodes, but I hear it so often. I knew the names. I know the names. I just don't know the actual characters they go to. That's why I asked if he's the one that actually.
Am I allowed to change my choice? I'll just use him for the next one. It would be great for Stewie, but I'll just keep it as Piccolo, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want to know like what you were gonna do.
I just think it would be great to do it as Stewie and Frieza.
I don't know who Frieza is. Is that the Mewtwo looking guy?
Yeah, with like the tail.
Okay.
But well, I'm going to do Piccolo. We're doing Piccolo.
All right, Piccolo. All right. You're set on Piccolo. Yeah.
I'm saying, I already showed the plushie and everything. We got to keep it.
Stewie Piccolo Griffin. Cool. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's going to be great. That's going to be awesome.
I'm super stoked for that. So, yeah, back to, you know, the drones and stuff. So, do you happen to have a drone?
I was going to say, you had mentioned you had a couple of stories. I personally have never flown like an actual drone. Mine's like those like fucking toy helicopters or planes that you could fly like in the air and it'd be like, and then it would go like flying all over the place. Yeah. So no, not really a drone. So no, I know you had said something about an interesting story that you had one with.
Dude, I got, so like I had a huge, like I was obsessed with drones when they were first announced and things like that coming a little more commercially. And there was one it's not like GoFundMe. It was Kickstarter maybe, but it was Indiegogo. It's like Kickstarter, but it's called Indiegogo. And
did they get a Kickstarter to do that?
Maybe. And so there was a drone called a Nago Fly, and it was like this nice little, almost like a palm-sized drone. But the big selling point, it was like one of the first ones that you can just kind of like throw up in the air, it'll start following you, things like that. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome for like my longboarding videos. I could do that and it'll be cool. So I get it. And well, I backed the project and maybe like a month or so later, I get it. And dude, it was the absolute worst fucking thing possible. Zero like calibration. Like I followed everything to a T and like zero calibration on those things. Like I took it out back and like I'm in a development that has like many houses next to each other. Like I have like four fucking neighbors in my backyard basically. And I you know, throw it up and it's doing good hovering. And then once I start to try and control it, dude, the thing was like just started taking off towards like all my like cross different houses. And I was like, oh my God, how do I get it back here? Like I was thinking I'm gonna hit somebody's window or like just the worst. And finally it just like right in somebody's yard. So
nice.
Went, grabbed it and said, fuck it, never using it again, sold it for parts.
Yeah, and then there was go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
I was just gonna say, like with my buddy that's gonna be on the show for Friday, like I know he's gonna have a couple of stories where he's lost one or it's gotten stuck somewhere, because there was a time that we were playing video games and like somebody came over to his house and knocked on his door and he's like, oh shit, he's like so and so's here. He's like, I gotta go try and get my drone out of like the tree or wherever that it got stuck at. He's like, I've been trying to get it down for like 3 days. Oh, shit. So yeah, I know he's got a couple of different stories, but like that's some of the shit that he's done, man, where he like follows close to like somebody that's on a bike or a skateboard or a scooter. Like I know that there was somebody that was like in one of those half like or like a skate park and he was on a rated scooter. It was like a 12 or 13, maybe 15 year old kid or something. And the kid was like, hey, like you could record me like in here or something, thinking that it was just gonna be this. And the kid like ended up being like super good and was like doing a bunch of like cool ass shit as he was like flying his drone around and stuff. So
nice.
It'll be pretty sick to talk to him about it.
Yeah. So that was my first drone experience. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it right this time. And so I went and I got one of the DJI one or the DJI ones, a Spark. It was like a small version as well. And dude, the thing is sick.
It works.
It did. Yeah, I got like the whole kit that holds my phone and on the little manual controller, and I can like basically view it. And the thing could go like, it's set up to 4 miles away from me. I never even tried to test that because like, no.
Yeah, right. What was the last thing I remember seeing?
Yeah. So I basically was so excited to try it out. I probably flown it about 3 or 4 times prior, just kind of taking it up really high and kind of like scoping around the neighborhood and seeing all the traffic and stuff. And one day I decided to do it at night. And then I also decided to try sports mode, which, ooh, wow, it really made it a lot faster than it was initially. Mode. Yeah. And so I crashed into a tree and it crashed pretty fucking hard. Yeah, it was like where it hit a tree overhang basically, and it fell to the ground like on the hard cement. So like my gimbal for the camera, like I couldn't control it anymore. Like,
done.
Yeah, it was shot. I mean, I got like the motors cleaned and fixed, and it flies still again, but like I can't control the camera, and so I'm honestly like never touched it after that. I just figured I'm gonna wait to get it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Nudge to the wife for a Christmas present, maybe, you know, fix my drone.
Yeah.
So
if you're listening,
yeah, no, she doesn't listen.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it was.
It's probably for the best that she doesn't listen.
Yeah, no, for sure. But dude, losing that drone, because I was so ecstatic getting it, like, because it was such an upgrade. And I was like, yes, this is badass, blah, blah, dude. And I dropped like a good chunk of change in it, I think like $500. And just for like the fourth flight to hit a fucking tree and just watch it, I was just like, wow.
Wasn't meant to be for you, man.
Yes.
Dude, on a side note, have you ever seen the like professional drone flyers that they do?
Yeah, like, dude, it's
nuts.
Fucking insane.
Like, oh my. I saw it pop on one time and was just like, holy, like, it was like,
yeah,
they're doing flips and flying all like through tiny ass like spot, dude.
Way. I had a buddy who I used to work with at Disney, And he actually is the one that like would have a headset on. And dude, he's like sitting outside the lunchroom, like just flying around. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh man, check it out. And so he like brings this like tiny, tiny little drone he made with a 3D printer. And dude, that thing took off. I could like 1 second's there and then you just hear and it's gone. That's like nice. You can't see. You don't even know where it went. It was just because it's so small. And he's just sitting there like able to see everything going through trees, going all around the pool area. So, and I'm like, what?
Eyes in the sky. We got eyes in the sky.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So, I mean, the drones are just badass. I mean, I love them. It's cool. So anything that flies is cool that you can control, I guess.
Yeah, we won't go into the whole other stuff about drones and.
Yeah,
whatever. Anyways, so going on concert.
Girl next door.
My windows aren't open. I keep them open for that reason. I have a sign that says drones this way.
Neon signs lit up.
Yeah. So yeah, EDM concerts. I know you're not too much of a big fan of EDM, so I'm assuming you've probably never really been to one.
So it's not that I'm not a fan of EDM. I like electro music. I like dance music, even dubstep. You know, like alien sex music.
With the tentacle. I mean, what?
Yeah, the tentacle porn. So the idea of EDM concerts have always kind of eluded me because it's more so like. For me, it was just an excuse for women to get like really skanky.
That's
probably a derogative term. Just dress
up in skimpy outfits and
yeah.
I mean, but, guys, you know, could too. most go shirtless, tank top, or like shorts.
My thing is, I never understood or. I don't know. Just the idea of it just never really appealed to me to go there with a bunch of half naked people and a bunch of drugs. Like, it's just not. It never was my idea of fun. I prefer metal concerts, mosh pits, and just being able to beat the crap out of the people around you. Not like, hey man, can't do my face. Oh.
Yeah. Now that I am thinking of, I know we talked about before recording, but I have actually been to one. Now that I am thinking about it, like a big.
How do you forget that? See, you were drugged up
because it was. No, I went with my friend from high school at the time. This girl that we were kind of off and on, and she had come back for summer from college, and she had two tickets to go see Flux Pavilion and. Dr. P.
Yeah.
And it was out in Denver at the Fillmore. I don't remember where it was, but it was cool. It was fun. She drove there, cause I pregame, cause it was just the two of us that went. So she drove, did some, I think she had Molly is what she did.
Yeah, that's always a mixture of, you don't even fucking know what.
Yeah, so she drove and took that when we got there, and I was drinking, and then halfway through the concert, I stopped drinking, and then just smoked, and then ended up driving us home, and that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I.
But it was weird. It was weird. Like I think this is really the only EDM concert I've been to, and like you were saying, like it's not really my scene. Like I'd rather go to a rock concert. Live music, chilling, drinking, rap music, like stuff like that, where I'm just like, you know, that you're like in the middle of people just like,
yeah,
and there's some guy looking at you and he's like, like doing his fucking glow fingers at you, and some,
oh yeah, all the little point people,
and you're like turned this way, and some guy's like fucking swinging like a yo-yo in the air, and you're like, what the fuck, like dude, like shit gets weird there, man. And I was like, I didn't get drugged up. Like I think she convinced me to do a little bit of Molly, but it wasn't enough to make me do anything, and I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, so like I was just like, I, like my drunkenness was wearing down, and I was just smoking, like trying to have a good time, and everybody else is just like fucked up on drugs, like tripping out. And I'm just like, get the fuck. I feel like Paul Rudd, where I'm just like, get away from me. Like, fucking deal like that. So like, I mean, overall it was a good experience and fun, because luckily I went with a friend and was able to just kind of dance with her. Otherwise I would have been the like awkward person in the corner, just like doing the twist.
Hey, I really like the song.
Oh, well, you guys need, you know, no, yeah, I don't know you either. Sorry. Fucking, yeah. No.
Have you ever seen a video of those silent concerts where everyone has headphones? Yes. They're all dancing.
I know people that have been to them too, and they're like, it's so fun. And I'm like, that's so stupid. Like,
yeah, if for anybody not wearing headphones, it's an absolute joke. Like, I first heard of it when I saw the TV show Dave, when he's like DJing one, and that's what I was just about to think of
when they're like talking to shit and saying all this stuff. It's so fucking funny. Yeah.
I would never do this. Honestly, I
mean, if you really think about it, like, it's a cool and kind of fun concept in a way, but like trying to like go and like you're really just going to have a dance party with other people listening to the same music. You can't really converse or socialize or talk or anything.
Like, I understand if it's like a section in the library and you're just trying to keep it quiet while they party. But aside from that, there's just no need for it.
Like that old MTV show Silent Library, and instead of the
music,
it's just a fucking silent disco.
Basically, dude. If I were to go to like an EDM concert, like it's gotta be like in one of those like nice theaters or something where I can still get like a glass of whiskey in between like sets or songs or whatever. Cause it's like that's just my thing. I really enjoy going to the Hard Rock because I'll get seats where I can get my drinks and listen to the live music, because that's just like the way to do it. I just want to be with the people I go with. I don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of strangers.
Dude, like even when I was younger and like partying, like that was it. Like I wanted to go to house parties. I wanted to play beer pong and play drinking games, smoke some
beer. I love me some beer pong.
Chill with friends and just like be good, you know, like even bars, man. When I turned 21, like that was like the best, turning 21 and being at the bars after that. I was like, going to the bars sucked. Like, I hated going out to the bars. I'm like, let's just really go and drink. Yeah, dude, I didn't like it. Like, even if we went out with like a big group, like with a bunch of girls and stuff there, like it just cost so much money. I always ended up dropping so much money where I could have spent way less, had more fun at home with the same people, just chilling. Cause like most of the time you go out to the bars with your group of friends, you're not like sitting there mingling or trying to like hit up a bunch of other random ass people that are there. Like,
okay, so for me, the only bars I really went to, there was this video game bar called Player One.
Yeah,
and it was sick, where though. I can go play games. I can go like play on the good old school arcade boxes and stuff like that too. Yeah. And the atmosphere was just badass.
Different. I guess I'm talking about like the stereotypical bar of like just going out to drink and like a group of dudes hitting on like fucking girls and shit like that. Like I never ended up like being that, because even when I was 21 and able to go to the bars, usually I had a girlfriend that was coming with me or something. So I don't know. But
yeah, now the only other bar I ever went to was called Backstage. And the only reason I went there is because they had like 20 pool tables. So I would just sit there and play pool. And actually I met some really cool people there that like, dude, there was one, this super huge fucking jack. I think he was either Hawaiian or Samoan, and like just awesome fucking dude. He was there with this dainty little white girl that I thought he was going to just absolutely destroy that night. and dude, the nicest guy, he was sitting there. He's like, hey man, you want to play? And I was like, yeah, dude, let's do it. And so like we were playing, and I was pretty good at pool, but this guy, man, he was teaching me like some really cool tricks. Like I was just like, yo, like he was teaching me all the different bank tricks, and I was like, I like this. So yeah. Like we had a good time, and there's two in my area. One that used to be, or that is still, by closer to the Disney area. So when I'd get out of work, I'd go to that one, and then there's one like 5 minutes from my house. So it was perfect. So like backstage became my place to go, where I would just go have a few beers, play some pool with friends, because for me, I love billiards.
Yeah. I mean, pool's fun. I've never been great at it, but it's fun. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not like a stinge for going out to the bars. I still have good memories and good times going out to the bars.
God, dude, I agree. They're super overpriced. Super fucking overpriced.
Just, yeah. And then you're out. Like, dude, if I could have a party at my place, have some people over, come and drink, like, I can get as fucked up as I want, and I'm right at home. I don't have to
worry about it. You got video games? Yeah. I don't have
to worry about going back home, though. Like, at the bars, you have to, like, get a ride from somebody, pay an Uber or Lyft or, you know. Like,
run the risk of getting a Dewey.
Yeah, if you're dumb enough, which, you know, everybody out there says they don't, but, you know, once in a while.
Oh, no, I will 100% admit to doing it very often and in very, very, very stupid conditions that I don't condone now, but I have a
couple of very bad times when I was younger in those party situations, but we're not going to get into that, so.
that's another episode, folks. Maybe a Patreon episode.
There you go, Patreon, so you could pay to learn my dirty little secrets.
You know, we should make it. It's like our own, it's like a, instead of OnlyFans, it's Mindless Fans. It's the dirty side of us.
Mindless confessions.
Yeah, let's maybe not.
Yeah, I don't need people to listen about some stuff. I don't
even, next thing you know, our girls become patrons. They're the only two patrons, and
I know, right? Well, well, babe, not you. You're not supposed to be one. Yeah, no. Concerts, man, I wanted to try to get him on the show, Andy Frasco, man. He's got some fun concerts. Like, and I have some interesting stories on that one that I can I can tell a story on that one. Which would suck if we ever got him on the show, because then I wouldn't be able to tell him the story. I would have to tell him the story again.
We got to get Andy on, though, because we got to talk comics. We got to have an entire comic episode.
Oh, this is a different one. This is Andy Frasco. The other Andy is Richard Darby. But okay. This one's the musician that I was telling you about. That plays in the band. Yeah, yeah.
He's got some
dope concerts in that. It was in Colorado. He was playing down in Denver, and I went out, drove up with a friend, and met with my oldest brother and our buddy, and pre-gamed at his apartment. And this is another one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons why I don't drink Fireball anymore, man. I've had some bad experiences with Fireball. So we pre-gamed. They made some weird ass Fireball like apple fucking drink cocktail things that were really fucking tasty. So we drank a lot of them. Yeah, dude, I don't know what it was. It was something. I don't know. It was good. Anyways, we drank like fucking four or five of them each. They got an Uber. We got to the concert and just kept drinking. At the time, my oldest brother, he always just kept fucking feeding alcohol. So he just kept buying shots. And Aja ended up driving up with a bunch of our other friends that we didn't even know they were coming. And they were there and we saw them. We were like, holy shit, like, what's up? And hung out with all of them, kept drinking, of course, smoking, because it was in Colorado and it was Andy Frasco concert. So it's just always just blazing up. So we go outside because we weren't feeling too well, because we had just taken like three shots in a row, and my brother had bought another one. I'm like, dude, I can't. He got mad at me because we didn't take the shots that he had just bought because we were like fucked up. went outside. I'm like, dude, no, like, I can't right now. Like we go outside and we find my other friends and they're chilling outside, like about to light up a joint. I'm like, yo, what up? Like, blah, blah, blah. And
let me get some of that.
As we're going out there, I have to pee, right? And it's like intermission of the concert. So I'm walking out and literally the line to the men's bathroom, like, comes out, wraps out towards the bar, like fucking zigzags. And I'm like, fuck that. I can't, like, I'm going to go chill. So I'm out there, we're smoking, finish the joint, and the concert, you hear like, all right, intermission's over, the concert's beginning again, like, everybody head back inside. And I stand up, like, stretching, I'm looking around, and literally it's like a ghost town outside, nobody's out there, and I'm looking, I'm like, I'm just gonna fucking pee, I have to pee so bad. So I go around the corner to the back, and there, it's like fenced off, there's trees, like, literally nobody's out there, and I'm like, I'm good. Pull it out, start peeing. I'm like, oh yeah, dude. Fucking 5 seconds goes by, and all of a sudden a fucking dude, like, hand comes out of nowhere and grabs my fucking ear and just goes, put your fucking dick away.
What the fuck?
sitting there fucking just plastered.
Did the stream like, just like immediately stop?
Yeah, no, plastered. And I'm like, and I'm like, I was like, I'm sorry, can I finish? And he's like, no, you're getting fucking kicked out. And I was just like, oh no. Put it away and zipped it up. And all I remember is I'm just getting pulled out by this big ass security guard doing like a walk of shame. He's like, I'm in front of him. He's still holding my ear. We're walking out. And I walk past Aja and like our four friends, and they're looking at me like, what did you do? And I'm like, I was peeing. Of course, takes me past the fucking bathroom, and literally we look at the bathroom, not a fucking soul near the bathroom. He just looks at me and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, bro, I swear it wasn't like that before.
Holy shit. Dude, that's so, the dude, ear. Why yeah, the bro, ear?
So anyways, we keep going. My friend, the girl I was with that I came up with, sees me and she was like, dude, like what the fuck, and comes running over to me, and I tell her. So she walks with me and the security guard, and she's like, you can let go of his ear. And he's like, not until I fucking get him out of here. This walks past my brother and his friend, gets me to the door, and like is like, all right, get out of here. And we walk out, and my brother, like, he's like, well, I'm gonna come back in, like, let me go outside real quick and talks to me. And me and my friend are sitting there chilling, and she's like, well, he got kicked out. Like, we're either going to head out or blah, blah, blah. And my brother's like, no, I'll go inside and get everybody, and we'll head back to the apartment. Like, okay. So me and my friend, literally, we're sitting out front, like busy ass fucking street in Denver, like right outside these doors to this concert hall. And she turns and looks at me and smiles. She goes, I have to pee so bad. And I'm like, no. And she walks over in front of this place right next to the employee door where this little like corridor is, and just drops her pants and fucking squats and just pisses all over the floor like for a good 2 minutes, pulls them up, walks back over to me. I'm like, not even a second later, door opens, this dude walks out, steps in it, throws trash and goes back inside. And I look at her and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, this is bullshit. Like, oh man! Luckily, we left, because if we had stayed, it would have just gotten worse. Because we got back to the hotel and she was done. Like, we didn't even make it up to the hotel, like up to his like apartment room. We were down in like the community area, and she had to go in the bathroom, and she was just like puking everywhere. And I like had to take care of her, and then the next morning after she was okay, I was like the one that was done, and I was like puking and trying to get everywhere. And then I was like at that point where you like have to puke but nothing's coming out, where you're like, I have to puke, I can't even. And she literally is like, here, try this, and opens the Fireball and just like puts it in front of my nose. I'm like, like immediately, dude. She's like, that help? And I'm like, yeah, I feel so much better now. I'm like, oh yeah, the drive back from Denver sucked. But yeah, so that's one of my like two or three stories I have of why I don't fucking drink Fireball anymore. The other one was with Ray. I bet you he remembers this story. That was an interesting one too. But
wow, that's
my concert experience, man. That I think that's the only concert I've ever like legit been kicked out of. And dude, I
can't say I've ever been kicked out of a concert. I've been kicked out before.
Just to get my like a hand out of nowhere to like roughly grab the back of my ear and go, put your goddamn dick away.
Dude, that's so funny that he goes, that this dude went for an ear.
Yeah, dude.
like bro, I will sacrifice my ear. I will.
I'm like, as funny as it is, I'm like, thank you for doing that, because this motherfucker was huge. Like, he could have like really roughed me up or done something, but he went for like a rough ear grab.
He like pulled like all fingers on your ear.
Nah, dude, like... it was straight like thumb and like middle of his index finger, like latched, like he's done that shit before, man.
Like the wushu finger hold, like, yeah. On Kung Fu Panda, he's got the like, ear hold.
There was no way for me to karate or do anything on my way out. I mean, I could have, but my dick's out, so like anything I do, it's flopping around with my, plus I had to pee, so it would have probably.
I feel like if you're sweating or anything, like it would be so easy, just like slip away.
Dude, he had that shit pretty firm. Like, it would have either ripped my ear off or done, like, twisted that shit. I don't know. I was pretty set on not having him rip my ear off, so I complied.
I can. I'm so fascinated that he went for an ear grab rather than, like, a back of the neck hold or something similar to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he's done it before. Maybe he's done it before. And from experience, when he did like a shoulder or neck grab, maybe the person was out of control and it like whipped towards him and he got peed on. So maybe the ear grab was the best way to go. I don't know. We've got so far off topic because of that story. I'm sorry, everybody.
Hey, no, you know what? I'm pretty sure I am thoroughly fucking entertained. Like, dude, I might this just is what watch I was gonna this say. Episode
I, like, again. I have so many random ass shit like stories throughout my life that I've like I don't remember until I'm sitting here like talking to you about shit, and I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, actually, I do have something I remember. So. Yeah.
Well, shit. There you have it, folks. Dakota's one of many stories of Dakota's dick. I really hope we can get to the other one one day. That
we'll have to when we get Ray on as a guest, we'll have to remember to bring up the fucking fireball and see if he remembers, because we were literally just drinking in his apartment together, and I got so fucking drunk. Yeah. Ray and I have a lot of drinking stories, man. Him and I used to go hard and play video games. He would literally come over to my place, or I'd go to his house, and we would just fucking drink and game.
I believe it.
Yeah,
thoroughly believe it. So folks, be sure to we're getting ready to transition into like a Twitch stream for you guys while we play video games, because we just say a lot of dumb, stupid shit. That's pretty funny, maybe entertaining.
Yeah, sometimes it's great. So
you can watch us get our ass kicked or kick ass while we be funny.
Probably both.
Yeah, there's always both.
There's times that one of us like has a blackout moment and just goes off on like a really, really good game, and we're like, "How'd that happen?" I'm like, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, it would. Yeah. It would certainly be a lot of fun to have you guys there and watch our nonsense.
Yeah, give us some ideas, some stuff to play, shit like that. Just come and have a mindless good time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna put some M's together, but I couldn't think of them fast enough.
Some M's?
Yeah, like a mindless mysterious motivational mother M time.
M time. Okay.
I got nothing.
All right. Well,
Mario,
you all enjoy your M time and stay mindless.
Stay M out there.
Stay M, guys. Hashtag M2.
Thank you for listening to the Mindless Morning Show. We appreciate you picking us out of the many great podcasts out there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that little bell to get notified whenever we release a new episode or bonus content. Now go enjoy the rest of your mindless day.